The Writers Guild of America says its 12,000 members will go on strike Monday. The writers want to be paid more when their movies or shows are sold as DVDs and internet downloads. The studios say they don't make money from downloads yet, that they need the profits from DVDs to offset huge production costs. Studios believe they have a stronger hand than they did during a 1988 writers' strike because they're now owned by large media conglomerates and broadcast many so-called reality shows where the writing is nominal. But a strike could obliterate next February's sweeps period when networks try to increase ratings to set higher ad rates. Terry Curtis Fox is a playwright and screenwriter, a former board member of the Writers Guild. He began his television career as story editor for Hill Street Blues, has also worked on Diagnosis Murder, Stargate, SG-1, The Marshal. He joins us from Asheville, North Carolina, where he teaches screenwriting at Western Carolina University. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Fox.
Thank you, Scott.
Explain to us how significant residuals are to a screenwriter.
Enormously significant. They're what middle-class writers use to exist. One of the members of the negotiating committee, Mark Cherry, was at the point where, had he not received residuals, he would have had to sell his house and get out of the business. Mm-hmm. Instead, having residuals, he sat down and wrote Desperate Housewives. That's what residuals allow you to do.
If a strike begins, what shows will be hit first? David Letterman's monologues?
David Letterman, Jon Stewart. You can take Jon Stewart off your TiVo list. Those guys write to the news, which means they're written the day of the show. That's gone. As far as scripted TV shows, you know, your series dramatic and comedy shows, those have a lead time probably of 6, maybe 8 weeks. So you won't see that effect immediately, although you'll see it fairly soon. In theaters, you're talking a year to 18 months lead time, so the effect of the strike doesn't happen on the screens until then, although, of course, the ripple will be felt in the industry much before then.
Studios say they're better prepared to withstand a strike than they were 20 years ago. What about the writers?
The writers right now, in part because of what we see as fumbling by the management negotiating team, are probably stronger than we've been, certainly in the last 15 years. What's happened is that when the producers put on a proposal that would significantly change residuals to a profit-based system, it snapped the Writers Guild into solidarity.
If there is a strike, what would it be like to go into some Hollywood hangout? I mean, a little bit like going into a bar in an old coal mining town during a miners' strike?
The Hollywood hangouts are among the first to suffer. There will be restaurants that are half empty, quarter full, half full. That does mean that there will be people who are going to lose work who have no substantial interest in the strike. That is one of the effects that it has. It has a ripple effect through the L.A. economy, and there's no getting away from that. Mm. What it means when you're home is that the phone doesn't ring. And I know some writers who are actually very fond of the fact that they get uninterrupted time. The town is just a lot calmer, and it's also, of course, a lot on edge. You constantly get people coming up to you and saying, so what's going on? Mm-hmm. The best word you can possibly get is they're at the table talking and no one knows. Because when people are at the table talking and not speaking to the press, that means they're really talking to each other, hammering out a deal.
That's screenwriter and playwright Terry Curtis Fox speaking with us from North Carolina. Of course, he usually works out of Hollywood. And you're listening to NPR News.